Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We had a chance to visit with Raheem Morris. It is Dukes and Bell, our head coach, admitting that last week was a debacle. I think we all know that. But how do they fix it? They are attempting to try to do that as they started practice today here at Flowery Branch. Mike and I is live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. Danny, our executive producer, here with us as well. Our on-site engineer, Gordon, hanging out. And Mike, want to play a couple of things for our audience in regards to what Coach told us. Guys, we tried to get into a lot of things that you're wondering about, we were wondering about. But he admitted that after the second field goal was missed, the team went flat. And I think sometimes we take the kicking game for granted, like, oh, it's not a big deal. The first one would have been a confidence builder, and we're on the board, it's 3-0. Don't know where the game goes at that point. We missed it. The second one was a 55-yarder, but it also would have given you a little bit of confidence to say, okay, things are not going right, but we're going to get on the board, we'll feel better. Here's what Ross said after we missed that field goal. And again, there were a variety of reasons why, guys, we lost this game. This is not it. But when you talk about the morale of the team, this didn't help. Here's Ross.
I didn't feel like we came out that flat. You know, I felt like we came out, we moved the ball, we got into the red zone. We missed the throw. You know, we missed the big throw that could have been a touchdown. It really changed the dynamic of that. I felt the team go a little flat after we missed that second field goal. You know, that was a big energy drop. That was a change. And we never got back. And I, like I said after the game, I said, put that on me. You know, you got to find a way to get those guys back. You got to bring them back. You got to find a way to get the energy up. And we'll do that. But you had that loss, and you don't want it to make you lose a game twice. You got to acknowledge it. I think you got to take credit for it. I think you got to own up to it. And then you got to take the criticism that comes along with it. And, like, that's what we're doing right now. You guys are here. You guys are questioning everything that happens up to that point. And everybody forgets about all the positive things that happen with either the Mike or myself or even our coordinator for that matter. But that doesn't matter, right? You just talk about what's happening in the moment and you stay in the moment.
Because remember, guys, we hit the first field, and the first field goal was such a pathetic miss. I mean, it's just no other way to describe it. It looked me on a tee.
It was ugly.
You know, he was my driver. But so let's say you hit that. It's 3-0, right? Then it's 7-3. Then you get the gift because ETN muffs the punt. You're in business, man. Let's go. You're right there. No. Can't make things happen, and that's when that's again, you get nothing out of it, miss field goal. So they were giving you every opportunity before the half to do something, right? And then they punt, and then because we had to burn the timeout, because the helmet speaker is not working, if you missed that was part of the reasoning behind it. So now we can't call a timeout after Mooney does make the one play he made all day to kick a field goal. So that could have been 10-7, 13-7, or it's a whole different game. We blew it, you know. So that's where you're at. It's when things aren't going right. Like we talked about with Mike Hughes, there's just days when it ain't your day. What's the line from the Big Lebowski? Sometimes you eat the bar, sometimes the bar eats you.
That's right. It's true, man.
But still, there was mistakes that were. How do we correct all of those? Because there's a lot of mistakes to correct in this game.
Well, that's the thing. It would have been like if we just had one thing that we felt like we didn't do. Like for example, in week one, our offensive line didn't play well. They got called out. They got challenged. Week two, we ran the ball down the Vikings' throat. It was the one thing that needed to be fixed. The defense played well in week one, well enough to get you a win. It didn't happen. We left some plays on the field, but we knew going into week two, if this offensive line blocks the way they did in week one, we're going to get killed. They stepped up. Last week, it's not just one thing. And that is the concern heading into week three is like, okay, it was quarterback play. It was play calling.
It was special teams.
It was special teams. It was guys running routes or not running routes. It was just a variety of things. And then you add all of that together and you say, can you put a game plan together and fix that all this week? It's Dukes and Bell. Here's Rob, Mike, real quick, talking about, you asked him about the changes this week.
I said, like, you know, this guy was a pretty good coach last year.
Ike Hilliard.
You know, I mean, we had a 1,000-yard receiver. Mooney nearly had 1,000 yards. Ray had a career year. So it's like, what happened? What changed, right?
Yeah, and here's how he answered that.
You know, a lot of it is, I wouldn't say the play calls are too long. I would say, you know, the play calls in the National Football League are pretty tough. Any normal fan or us go up there and try to get some of those things out, they're going to be tough. You know, say a north right clamp, Z slit down a 18 structure, that's going to be tough for most people.
Right.
You know, and then you're talking about the heat of the moment, you're talking to getting it out, you're talking about when you do have a radio go down, when something goes wrong, when something's a little off, you got to waste time out. You can't have those things happen. So we got to fix those things. You got to be able to fix those things quicker. You got to be able to manipulate and move a little bit better. And you can't wait on those things. You got to find out ways to do it. And that's what we're doing right now. The whole point of moving Zach down into the field, the whole point of finding a way to get some of those emergency calls out, to put more comfort in our quarterback so he can go out there and execute, getting him to call a little bit faster so he can go out and process everything and be able to get it done. Even if it's not the best call at the moment, it's something that he can process. He can go through the spots. He can get us all stuff done. That's where you got to go. You know, you can't worry about trying to be too perfect and doing some of those different things that happens to all of us when you're a perfectionist in this game. You want it to be the right way for the young man. But some of it, he can handle. Some of it, you can let him do better. Some of it, you can get it to him faster. Some of it, you can get it to him a bit different way. And we'll get those things done. I got a lot of confidence in that. We'll work on it this week. We'll work on getting stuff faster. We'll work on some of the mistakes. If something happens, we'll be able to do those things. Things that you already done.
Right.
But it's just a way to put more emphasis on it when it happened in the fashion that it did.
The young man is obviously Michael Penix. That's Coach talking about addressing the play calling. So since he addressed that, because we'll let you hear what he said about the changes here in a second. But the play calling, the question there was, is it too long? Is the verbiage too much? And is that why we're moving slower to get to the line of scrimmage, make the play calls that we need, get guys set, and then go? We shouldn't have the play clock running down, guys, two consecutive games where it feels like there, whether it was miscommunication or not, Mike, something's going on here. So he was trying to describe, hey, here's what we're doing to try to address these play calls. Either way, if that happens on Sunday, it's going to drive me nuts. If we're not getting to the line of scrimmage and getting these plays,
there's no urgency.
And get going.
That's
let's go.
Thing. Right. And we talked to Coach, and again, you'll hear about Ike. We'll get that question answered in a second. But, you know, you have guys that aren't maybe lined up properly. They're not running the routes crisply enough. I mean, we talked about this with Dave Archer yesterday. So, I mean, and then Mike's missing guys when they're open because by the time he's processed everything you just asked, you know, that's the answer. But that's why I asked Zach Robbins today in his press conference, are you going to streamline things? And the impression I got is no. They've just got to execute. They've got to get the guys out there. But helping the young quarterback, so by the time he's so frazzled, now he's under center, 3-2, ball snapped.
Gone.
You know, and you're not seeing the field and getting to the guys like Pitts, who's been open, and some of the things that he missed yesterday on Sunday.
All right, as we're just assessing some of this, and again, we'll let you hear the full interview coming up later in the 5 o'clock hour, as we got a chance to sit down with Coach here at Flowery Branch. Look, we all want answers, but I also think we all want results. And so, no matter what is said today, and the reason why we are here week to week, guys, is we try to bring you the latest information on what our team is doing and what's going on. Mike, all this has to be applied. It can't just be talked about. It's got to be applied this Sunday, and that's when we're going to see the results. Here's the answer to the question Mike was talking about. The making changes this week, where Coach responds to what they're trying to do with the changes. Here is Raheem Morris.
No, you got to make the changes you need in order to go out there and win football games. And that stuff just happens. That's a part of our business. You know, we all signed up as coaches, and we all signed up knowing that could happen. We all signed up knowing those things can happen anytime, and that's just how those things go. You know, it's always tough. It's never going to be easy. It's always going to be hard decisions. There's always going to be moments where you want to have to be able to talk about it and provide clarity. These are not those moments. Right now, you move forward, you find ways to make the organization better, and you get us to the next step. You know, with the kicker, you just got to go out there and find somebody that can make them. You know, we've kind of dealt with it, you know, dragged it on maybe a little bit too long. You put it on myself from last year, or whatever the case may be, took it to the competition of the offseason, didn't work out. Now you're in that mode of finding one and find somebody that can go out there and make them consistently. And we got to find that. You know, that's going to be critical at these moments. You see all these games throughout the week, they're going down to 3 points, and that won't change.
Yeah, if you listen closely right there, and not to quote a famous song right now, but on me,
yeah.
Coach said that's on him. Hype me up. That's him. Last year, I waited too long with this kicking situation, put that on me. Now we find ourselves here. He's taking responsibility. This is what my concern was in camp, and it was like, yo, nobody else is concerned about this. Now we find ourselves in a situation where he's like, we got to get the right guy.
Right.
Mike, I can't tell you Parker Romo's going to be the guy on Sunday.
No, but this goes back to the big picture stuff, which, you know, we try to say, guys, forget about what's happened in the past. This is this year. But this is the stuff, this is the dysfunction from the organizational standpoint, which gets people going, like, we have to argue every week. Same old Falcons. Because this was one, it's not Terry, it's not Raheem's job. You know, this summer to start calling kickers around the country. That's Terry Fontenot in the front office.
Bring me
job.
Some in here.
You know, so yep. When we bring in a guy, Lenny Creek, we had a guy asking today, what happened to Lenny Creek? I don't know. I mean, he's out maybe kicking today. They're going 75 yards. You just don't know which they're going to go right or left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why you brought in Parker Romo. You should have brought in somebody. I don't know. The young man we just brought in from Pitt, who was had a tryout with the Steelers this summer, you need to bring in robust competition to really pressure Koo. We didn't do that. You had a public relations stunt with a guy who kicked in Germany. And now we find ourselves, you know, could we have won week one? We'll never know. But we never given the opportunity because the kicker couldn't make the play.
404-726-0929. Just some of the things Ross said to us. You want to hear what he had to say about that timeout and that delay of game situation? That's coming your way next hour. He explains to us what transpired. All right?
Is Ike being scapegoated or what is performance-based basically was the short answer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we're coming back. We got a lot more to get to. Mike mentioned Zach Robinson speaking today. We will talk about that when we come back with Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons. Want to remind you, Thursday, that's tomorrow, guys. We are live at Loyal Tavern in Roswell. Come on out and join us as we set the stage for not only Thursday Night Football, but looking ahead to the big college weekend and all the professional games as well. Right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, starting at 2. Wes joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.